This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 904 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776.
The number to get it. A lot of love for the hat.
Yeah, I got my Ito hat on. It's cool. It's a nice hat. It's a good hat. And I'm a flat brim hat guy. Look, Del,
you are.
Am I not a flat brim hat guy? Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you have a hat
maybe
on.
Maybe I listen. I might look like Lance's assistant.
We're
going to
take your Chastain, and
we have
I want
a quote.
Chastain is lower it, and then I want to get your Chastain lowered, and then I want to put a spoiler on the back of it, and we're going to do some ground effects and trick out that muffler. Nice. But I think when we're done with this, you're going to have a ride you love, homie. I promise you that.
Yeah. Well, we have a scenario. If Chad Clay came to your shop and he wanted you to pimp his ride, and I have someone gave me a quote from you as the custom guy. Player, I know you love golf, so you put in a custom putting green in your back seat with the ball return.
That'd be perfect.
And you to your buddy.
Do that like they got to where they were putting literally grills, not like a Paul Wall grill, but literally some type of pit, barbecue pit in the back of a car. Oh, look what we did in your car, a fireplace. Here's a giant aquarium in the back of your ride. Like, oh, this is amazing. And I'm just thinking, this can't be real. Like, no one would really, really have that.
John rocks the flat brim better than Dell. What?
Wow.
That's right. John looks like a hoodlum. What?
Oh, yeah. That's not supposed to say that.
I got the Ito.
No, don't take the picture, Dell. Look at.
Take a picture of that.
What?
Either way, it's going to happen.
So you can see us on Twitch right now. twitch.tv/ESPN975. We got more viewers right now than usual, but I think that's probably because of Anna. She's been in there with Dell this whole time, so that's probably...
I was wondering why the numbers are high.
Because they're all pervs.
And I'm like, wow, the numbers are high today. We must want to see the hat.
Look at how we're doing.
Anna's in there. Yeah, she's on the board.
She's working the board today.
225. So. Like, the perviness of the listeners
it's the worst.
Unbelievable.
They're the worst. All of you, all you pervs that were watching on Twitch. So Astros baseball. Sure would have been nice to get that A sweep, but you ran into Frankie Montas, who looked really good.
He was good.
Yeah.
Lance McCullers was good.
Lance was good after
he
the first
full seven.
You know, and one of the double was a I don't know if Jordan wasn't in left field. I mean, my Uncle Mike ain't fast either, so it's not, although they can both run okay. But that first ground rule double that bounced into the stands, that was just a pop up, and then they scored with a bleeder up the middle as well. So it wasn't like he got hit hard. It was just that they hit him where they ain't. Two runs in the first, and you think, well, that's the Astros these days. That's what they do. They give up a couple in the first, and then they kick the A's ass. But they weren't able to yesterday. But give it up. You got to tip your cap to Frankie Montas. Now The Yankees are coming in. Man, the Yankees are in some trouble, bro. This is not a good baseball team. They're coming in here and they obviously want to prove something. They don't like the Astros. They're just two games over 500. They're nine games behind the Red Sox, and they're in fourth place in the East. They're behind the Blue Jays now, who are a game ahead of them. They're six and a half behind the Rays, and nine games behind the Red Sox. This is not a good baseball team. They're just 21-20 on the road and 23-22 at home. Their run differential this season is -3. They've been hitting and they got no pitching. They're just not that good. They've been putting up some runs of late. So you're gonna have that. Although they did get shut out yesterday by the Mariners. But before that, 5-12, 4-10, 8-11, 11. They'd start putting some hits together and some runs together. But they're just not a good baseball team. Well, Chapman has been crappy since no more Spider Tech. Cole has been crappy, and we'll see if he isn't crappy again tomorrow. They moved him to Saturday against Greinke. Tonight you got Cortez going against Odorizzi. Got to fill that place up. Got to show tell the Yankees that they suck. Do it classy, though, Houston, right? We don't want to We ain't the Yankees saying
I'm not telling anyone what to do anymore. I'm tired. People want to act a certain way, then act a certain way, and then you get dealt with by our home fans. So, Yankees, you want to encourage your fan base to act a certain way? I'm not. Y'all do whatever y'all want to do. I'm out of this now. I don't care. Act classy or don't. Doesn't matter to me. I used to be act classy guy, but everyone's literally... lying out of their asses. Literally, the Yankees and their entire fan base are lying out of their asses. So treat them rough, Astros fans. If you're out there, treat the Yankees rough. You can keep it classy and treat them rough. That's fine. You know, I don't prefer people talk a certain way in front of kids. That's just me. That's how it came up with simple farm parents from Kansas. But, that's a good job, fellas. Keep doing it. Yankees, good try. I hope you guys have a good run as well, just not against the Astros. But let's just hope that both teams have fun today and have a great, great time out there at the baseball park. Root, root, root for the home team. No, those guys. That's what I think.
Whoa.
Yeah, all of them.
The kids
are
listening.
And all the Yankees fans. And John Boy for tarnishing Jose Altuve's legacy, that he has to deal with this stuff.
Yeah.
No, that's wrong.
No.
That's 100% wrong. So somebody's got to pay for it.
John Boy isn't part of the Yankee organization.
Yeah, he thinks he is.
Oh, he does.
So somebody's got to pay for it.
So
let it be the Yankees. Let them pay for it. And obviously, you need to beat their asses. I mean, first and foremost.
That's first and foremost.
By the way, what did you think about the return of Joe Smith? One inning, one hit, no runs. Scrubber had one inning pitch, no hits, two strikeouts. You know, what's interesting is Jake Kaplan had an article about how the return of Joe Smith from his injury, because he was good last year and then just atrocious this year. But the return of Joe Smith and then Abreu, who's never been good, we're just waiting to see if he'll be good because he has potential, are an example of what James Click can look forward to, is multiple arms in the bullpen now where you can truly mix and match and get a feel for who your best arms are before you head into
deadline. Urquidy comes back, and that's another arm that moves to the bullpen. I don't think they'll keep the six-man rotation, especially with days off now. So you're going to have probably Garcia go to the bullpen as well. Hasn't worked out all that well for Javier. He has not adjusted well to the bullpen. Of course, he's an Astros pitcher, so you're going to give up. He's going to give up runs in his first inning because that's what every Astros pitcher is doing now. Lance McCullers gives up two and then six shutout innings and looks wonderful for the other six innings. And Javier is really scuffling, so I hope Garcia is going to be able to make the adjustment. But you're right. See what Joe Smith's got. See if you can turn Javier around. See what Garcia is going to have out of the bullpen. So Click doesn't have to make a move right away. He can let the bullpen play itself out. Maybe with more rest, guys will get better. Because Scrub looked good with two strikeouts yesterday.
Yeah.
He looked really good.
No, he did.
But he's been terrible this year.
He's been terrible. Abreu's been terrible when he's pitched. Joe Smith's been terrible. But now they were on injured list. Let's see what happens when they come back. And Click can see, okay, what do we have? I mean, Baez is going to be like adding a pitcher that you've never had. Of course, I say that, well, because he is adding a pitcher you've never had. But it'll be like an addition as well. I still think they are going to. The other day on a different radio station, James Click said that Jim Crane has told him, we don't care about, as it pertains to the trade deadline, we don't care about going into luxury tax territory.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. So they're not encumbered. Click is not encumbered by luxury tax.
It's not only luxury tax. On top of that, guys, you lose in free agency. If you go over the luxury tax, you don't get you get like a fourth rounder now instead of after the second, whatever. The rules are so convoluted and whatnot. But your compensation for your free agents that leave, and Carlos Correa is going to be a big free agent that leaves, you go over the luxury tax and you don't get the draft equity that you would have gotten.
Huh.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's worse draft equity anyway. And it costs, and there's something else, there's other costs involved. So, there's consequences for going over it. So, you know, I mean, you could, spend more money. You got to pay the price for it, too. Mm-hmm. It's not only just Jim Crane's money. It's also draft picks that change. So, there's that. 703-780-3776. We get Jimmy and his son. Does his son want to prove how smart he is? Is that what we're going to do here?
I don't know. Maybe he has the same issues with his son that Lance has with his.
Oh, so he wants to get... Okay, well, if there's some discipline, and this is the show for
it. Or maybe Jimmy's son is really good at gaming.
If you've got an underachieving child, you can have that child call in, too. 7137... Or maybe this child is overachieving. Maybe this is an unbelievable... And looks at Zayla and goes, whatevs. So there's that. But, Lance... What about taking care of the kids with your car?
Is this a Craig DeSurf thing?
No, it's a American Can Cars.
Oh, we're talking about cars for kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I said, kids for with your car.
Well, it makes it sound like you want him to run over kids with his car.
Yeah, no.
What about taking care of...
I meant taking care of them. What exactly did you say?
Say exactly what you said.
What about taking care of kids with your car?
You mean take care of?
No.
You see how easily that could be misconstrued?
No, I mean...
You want me to take care of it?
It's what it is.
It's what it is.
Listen, cars for kids, that's how they can take care of kids. They're going to take... they work with the Houston Can Academy, and so they want to make sure that, you know, with cars for kids, want to make sure that kids get a second chance at education. They have their best opportunity, and that's what carsforkids.org can do for them. Now, how can you help? Well, I mean, I'm sure you can give a donation if you want to, but the easiest way for you to help is let them come out and pick up an absolutely hassle-free. They pay for everything. They'll come out there and pick up your car, your motorcycle, your truck. They'll do it whether the vehicle's running or maybe it's not functional anymore. Maybe it's not running at all and you just want to get rid of it. Here they come. They'll come pick it up. You're going to give them a $50 Visa gift card as a thank you for your donation. If you mention ESPN 97.5, that's where you get the $50 gift card. And, of course, you get a tax write-off as well because you can write off the car and not the kid when you work through carsforkids.org. Make sure that you go to carsforkids.org or call 713-225-4226.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Beat their Yankee ass back to Fifth Avenue. No, we're not throwing knuckles at rowdy Yankee fans. IOTH Town. Stop it. We're classy, okay? Stay classy, Houston. Stay classy. Classy tonight. No F Judge or any chance that make the kids feel uncomfortable at the ball game. Okay. 7037803776. Jimmy and his son have been waiting to get on talk on the radio. What do you say, Jimmy and his son?
How are you doing today, guys? Doing well or what?
Yeah, we're doing great, man. It's Friday. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So my son actually, like, the night they drafted Deshaun Watson, my son actually, like, almost cried because he was so excited that the Texans finally got a quarterback. And so we're at Disney this year, and he's wearing a dry fit Texan shirt, and we're literally walking around. Some kid goes, "Look, Dad, this kid's actually wearing a Texan shirt." I mean, they have turned us into such a joke. And my point to you guys is, you know, the Steelers stuck by Big Ben when he had his issues. I just think they're making a huge mistake getting rid of the talent that is Deshaun Watson. I just think it's a bad mistake. They need to fix it. What do you guys think?
I don't think it's their choice. I think Deshaun is sad, and he may stick to it, although these charges may change things. If Deshaun walked in, Lance, and said, "All right, can we sit down and talk? I want to apologize for the stuff I said. I want to be here. I believe in the organization."
Did you see he was liking Dylan Thompson's comments on Twitter? Somebody brought that to my attention. Yeah. Like, I don't think that Deshaun now is liking a lot of a lot of inspirational. But he also might be going through some, like, that's pretty tumultuous.
Yeah.
He could be going through a little bit of a moment too here personally.
Yeah, personally. Oh, like, it could be a real.
I don't think it's just a PR thing. I think it's probably...
No, he's taking a huge hit.
Because he had this image, and I think he probably was this church-going, goody two. No one's as goody two shoes as they let on. Most people aren't. But he had this sparkling image, and it took a hit. And maybe Deshaun found that he wasn't being true to his, you know, his original being. That maybe he, you know, maybe he had had too much access and became a different person. That happens a lot. It happens a lot with people.
Who knows?
We have money. And,
okay, so he walks in and he says, "Let's sit down. I wanna apologize. I believe in the organization. I want to stay
here." I think it could kickstart. Honestly, if he did that, I think it would kickstart a discussion that would lead to him staying. If Deshaun Watson said he wanted to stay, and he was, because he's never slayed Jack Easterby publicly.
No,
he's never slayed Nick Caserio publicly. He's never. I mean, he's made a comment about ownership, but he never went over the top that I can recall on Cal McNair.
Nope.
And I think if he had Jack on his side and Caserio on his side, their job's easier if Deshaun Watson is playing good football. I think they could do the whole, I think they would take a deep thought about, now here's the problem. Golly, I mean, he got a 4-year deal out of us. He has a no trade clause. Maybe he did us a favor by allowing us to move him and get multiple draft picks, and we can rebuild without having one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league. Now we can get rid of that contract and draft multiple players. You know, from a football standpoint, you might be better off without Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
In terms of rebuilding a team.
Yes.
With the draft capital.
Absolutely.
Because even a great Deshaun Watson, what difference does that
make? Well, it depends on how many picks you get for him, because, well, you know, one of them you have to use on a franchise quarterback. So you if you have multiple picks, Then yes, it certainly would help. But Deshaun is what everybody's looking for. In the NFL, you got to have that quarterback, and Deshaun is the guy.
Playmaker, 100%.
Yeah.
There will be a lot of value for him when all this stuff gets settled. Just mark my words. New Orleans is going to talk about needing a quarterback. Atlanta, Pittsburgh, maybe Philadelphia. There's going to be a lot of teams in the market, a lot more than you think. So once next year's draft comes up, I think the question becomes, does Deshaun have more value to us as a player or as a trade commodity? And I think the answer is going to ultimately be trade commodity is where he offers you more. But I do think if he came to him with hat in hand and said, "I want to make this work," or whatever, I think a discussion kicks off in NRG Stadium. 100%. Now, the guy who's not tied to him directly is Easterby's got a background with Deshaun. Nick Caserio has no background with them. So maybe Nick Caserio would be very dispassionate and very pragmatic and say, you know, he's a really good player, but that's like having a closer. Like Matt Stafford was a really good player times two. What difference has it made? It's like having a great closer on a bad team. Who cares? Wow, Deshaun had a super season last year and finished with 4 wins. Who cares? We're better off if we get more players. And Deshaun Watson can bring us more players, and we can rebuild ourselves, even though we got to find quarterback. They also might think Davis Mills is the truth. Who knows?
Mm.
I mean, maybe they think this guy's a really good player.
Mm.
So,
I
think they would have a long discussion if Deshaun Watson came back to him. I think it would definitely make for an interesting offseason. But because right now it's easy to say, well, Deshaun's ruined his face, the franchise image. But, I mean, people are so quick to forgive and forget an athlete.
Easier to return to their team, Deshaun or Trevor Bauer?
Oh, Bauer.
I don't know. The organization. So far, the Texans have not said word one or had any. There has not been anything that they've done to hurt Deshaun or to say that they've moved on from Deshaun or whatnot. The Dodgers have already canceled his bobblehead.
Well, they have to.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have to.
They're smart for doing that.
Well, it's in the future.
But just out loud say what Trevor Bauer's accused of and then say Deshaun, and then also give the details of all of them. Don't forget the anus stuff. Like, go all in with all the stuff that don't forget what's been said about Deshaun. That's a lot.
It is a lot.
That's a lot.
It's a lot, but...
And some say criminal things happen, too, even though there's been no charges.
It's a lot, but Deshaun has been part of this organization a lot longer than... They don't have ties to Trevor Bauer.
True. But Bauer's got one accuser.
And already, his teammates... Have you seen any teammates unfollow Deshaun? Already half the Dodgers, all their big names have unfollowed Trevor Bauer.
What?
Yeah. Yes.
Have they really?
Yes.
That's news in 2021. If you unfollow somebody, that is a
about
big
six,
deal.
Six or seven guys have unfollowed
him. How are they going to keep up with what he's doing then?
When he, well, no.
Are they going to have to just talk to him or call him on a phone or
text him or something?
But if you're not following him, that is such a performative act.
Yeah.
I'm going to unfollow Trevor so that people know that I'm an ally.
Yeah.
I want all of our fan base to know, no, I get it. You can, I don't know that you following him, anybody cares that you're, are you being serious?
I'm serious.
Teammates have made the performative act of unfollowing. Yes. Trevor Bauer may be a guy who ends up doing time, but the idea that you use this as a mechanism to show your support for people to unfollow is so.
Yeah,
I guess 2021.
It is 21.
Who are some of the players who unfollowed him?
Here, I'm getting it up here now. Dodgers are erasing Trevor Bauer. Let's see. Justin Turner, Kenley Jansen, Chris Taylor, Mookie Betts, Max Muncy, Albert Pujols, and Dustin May.
Wow.
And these are the biggest names on the team.
And he's only been there for 1 year, and we don't even know if he gets along with these guys.
Well, no. It's not
Let's face it,
year.
He is a guy who has a-hole vibes. Kind of has hoodlum vibes, if I may.
Yeah, and now his leave has been extended another 7 days. Might become indefinite.
It has to be indefinite.
Yeah.
You can't have another person come out after you've made your punishment. You're going to, until you get this one settled, you're screwed. You don't know what. And plus, if he is a guy who has habitual.
I don't know that that's the case.
If he has habitual rough sex, if this is what his thing is. And
but
there's lots,
nobody else has come forward like Deshaun. The people came forward immediately. No one else has come forward on Trevor Bauer.
Oh, they trickled in for over a month.
Yeah,
it was
but they came right away.
I want to see. Well, Major League Baseball is doing their work on this.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens. You know, these are people who are consent. You know, this was a consensual act. It started as consensual. We don't know. It's he said, she said in terms of
the
results.
Well, it appears to have been.
But there was a consensual.
As a matter of fact, she went back a second time.
Yeah, there was a consensual. The text message showed you that the idea of certain elements of rough sex were consensual. With Deshaun Watson, there were people who thought they were giving him massages in some cases. In some cases, we've heard they did have consensual sex too. But there are people who, they never got a text that sex was going to be a part of it. It just turned out that Deshaun maybe was trying to push it in that direction. So that's a little different than what happened with Bauer. But what Bauer had happened was, you know, he's being accused of something that was physical abuse that led to physical damage and pain and a trip to a hospital, which I don't recall any of those accusations for Deshaun Watson. Do you?
No. I'm telling you, I think it might be more difficult because of Bauer's short term with the Dodgers, although there's a lot of money involved. There's a lot of money involved with Deshaun as well. But it might be harder, especially since it appears his teammates are not behind him on this. They know him for just a couple of months, and this comes out. This is hard to get behind. Dave Stewart had blasted the Dodgers organization already for waiting for Major League Baseball to suspend him, as opposed to the Dodgers suspending him right away. So the Dodgers taking him back is a move that is going to be awfully, especially if it's not all, everything isn't all completed with I don't see how before the police are done with the investigation that Bauer can go back. I could see a scenario where Deshaun does go back, although the league probably puts him on the exemption list. 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, a lot of stuff that we've got going on. COVID is winning again, everybody. We'll talk about that on the other side. In more than a few places, COVID is on the rise and winning again.
Yeah, the COVID comeback is a disappointing
story. It really is. Absolute Marble and Granite that's not disappointing at all. Jeff Aronoff is actually, you're going to love Jeff Aronoff and what he does for you because he increases the value of your home or business. See, COVID was a great time to call Jeff and have him come, his guys come to your business while it was closed and work on everything. But there's never a bad time for you to upgrade whatever it is that you need to upgrade at your business, because that's what Jeff Aronoff does. Jeff Aronoff is going to make your business nicer. People don't want to get your place all shungad. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants to walk into a place. Huh? Look at this. Look at this countertop. It's terrible. Look at this bathroom. Terrible. Look at it. Just, it's old. How about updating? Put some nice stuff in there. That's exactly what Jeff Aronoff comes and does. If you're looking for the best way to increase the value of your home or business, Jeff Aronoff is here for you. He'll come, he'll break it down, tell you everything that you need, and he will make sure that he leaves and you have a better place than you had before. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
Hey, guys, I was just looking at underdogfantasy.com. I won my head-to-head matchup yesterday, a $25 entry. I won $45. I won 157.2. Here's who I had. Giannis, Chris Middleton, DeAndre Ayton, and Bobby Portis. Yeah, I didn't like getting Bobby Portis. He had Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Brooke Lopez. How did I beat him? And Drew Holiday. Actually, because Giannis had a monster game. Listen, Underdog Fantasy allows you to play head-to-head against people in fantasy. And that's actual. There's an actual draft. It's not a salary cap game. It's an actual draft. You can play in multiplayer leagues. You can play in huge tournaments if you're looking to do that as well, with season-long tournaments, best ball format. What that means is that if you draft a certain amount of players, they're going to automatically take your highest, your best score. So that way, if you're somebody who's, you know, very skilled at finding the players who have high upside, but maybe they're going to have some, you know, feast or famine moments, those players aren't going to hurt you in these leagues. They've got a head-to-head matchup, a rivalry matchup, where you've got players that you can go, you know, Giannis versus Chris Paul, points, rebounds, assists, Giannis minus 11.5. And you can pick multiple winners there, and they have multipliers. I had a guy yesterday, as a matter of fact, win $390 on his first day of putting in money to Underdog Fantasy and playing fantasy with Underdog Fantasy. And you can do the same thing. Use the promo code RADIO. They're going to give you a $25 bonus into your account, and use that for whatever you want. But I might mention, $3.5 million in prizes are waiting for you for a season-long fantasy football tournament, and it costs $25 to get in. So that is a free entry for you, basically, once you make your first deposit. UnderdogFantasy.com. Terms and conditions apply. It's UnderdogFantasy.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, so COVID news yesterday. Zero fans now at the Olympics. They had some limitations on fans in Tokyo. That now they got a state of emergency in Tokyo, so there will be zero fans. Does this matter in the Olympics that there's not going to be any fans there? Family won't be able to go. No friends. You're going to do, I mean, I don't.
This is not changing a thing.
No, because here's the deal is, in the Olympics, especially in a foreign country in the Olympics, there are very few of your countrymen there. So it's not like there's all this, you know, the emotion of an entire crowd.
Did you see the Euros?
What?
You watching the Euro crowd at Wembley?
Oh, well, it was a home game for England. That's
yeah, man. But you see how many people were packed in there?
But it's a home game.
Well, I understand what you're talking about Olympics, but I'm saying
no. I saw Italy and Belgium, and there weren't that many people there. And
well, they chose not to
because they were playing in a country that neither team they were playing in.
Oh, well, yeah. No, I get that. But if you have the chance to be there, you're going to go.
Well, right, but
the non-vaccine people, you know, whatever happens. But I think that's why it's probably spreading a little bit right now, I guess. But it is going to be some. Do you know what?
Well, in NFL, a lot of countries don't have the access NFL, to vaccines they make, like we do. So.
I got the internal document. They changed their idea. They were going to. I don't work at the NFL office in California, but they have to wear masks throughout the day in the building. Wow. They were going to do away with it on July 4th, after July 4th, and I guess they got so many complaints.
From whom?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. Or maybe they just decided whatever the numbers were. So I'd like for you to start wearing a mask here on this show.
Yep. Wait for the phone. Okay, I'll call you when that's going to happen. I'll call you when I get my mask back on.
I'd like for you to get your mask back on, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I got my vaccine, so I don't have to wear a mask anymore.
You got one of the good ones.
Yeah.
I didn't get trash Johnson & Johnson. I got Moderna, the real one.
Yeah. No. I got Moderna, which is the best. So
it's the poverty one, but sure.
Nope. Yeah. If it made you sick, you got the stick. That's what they said.
What?
That's the saying on the streets.
What streets are you on?
The streets of COVID. COVID streets.
Not only that, but the Tyson Fury Deontay Wilder fight has been postponed.
Yeah, that sucks.
It does kind of suck, although I didn't watch the first two, so probably not going to watch this one either. But that's neither here nor there. I feel bad. Hey, listen, we were talking about this yesterday about do you think Conor McGregor can win against Poirier?
Yeah, Conor is a very small favorite. He's like +105. Poirier's -125. So we saw what happened with Nick Diaz. When Conor fought Nick Diaz the first time, he was kind of riding high. I think he didn't take Nick Diaz serious. If you watch the rematch, it was a complete and total ass-kicking. You have to respect the fact that when Conor McGregor is wired in, he's a much, much different fighter now.
He came out and said he took it too lightly,
and I think he probably did because he won the first one. And, you know, Poirier is a guy who's been around a long, long time. He's from Louisiana, by the way, but Poirier's been coming up a long, long time, and then all of a sudden he got really good. Like, it just clicked for him, which will happen in this sport from time to time where you go from being not as good to all of a sudden really, really good. And Poirier has always been considered one of the tough guys, but he got to where it just kind of clicked for him. I think he changed his I'm not sure, but I think he may have changed his camp. And he came in and whipped Conor the second time. And I think Conor's going to be taking him a lot more serious. I like Conor McGregor plus here. But Dustin Poirier, he's not fazed by Conor McGregor. And as a matter of fact, Conor doesn't try to pull a bunch of shenanigans on him. Now, Conor would be considered a hoodlum, but he doesn't look like a choir boy.
No.
Going back to the Jeff Van Gundy thing, he doesn't look like a choir boy.
He looks like a hoodlum.
Fight like a hoodlum. Yeah. He is an actual...
He wanted to make sure everybody knew he's not a celebrity. He's a fighter. And he goes in there, he kicks ass, and then he leaves.
Is that his thing
That's his thing now.
I'll tell it to his 15 commercials he's made for his whiskey.
He sold his whiskey. And he made a ton of money. The reason I bring that up is because... He has a commitment this time and he took it too lightly. What Fury did last time against Wilder, did you see what he did? He stopped drinking. Remember, he stopped drinking Diet Cokes. He was like drinking all these Diet Cokes, and he was, you know, having relations with his wife and doing all this. He didn't take his training seriously. The last time he fought Wilder, he didn't see his wife for months. He didn't drink it. He trained like a maniac, and then he kicked Wilder's ass. And so he said it was a huge difference. And I wonder if that's going to make a big difference with Conor McGregor and whether or not to bet on him.
So not spending time with your wife is a job and performance enhancer?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take note.
So so wait a minute. That would mean that you are the best in the business
Because
you stay away from your wife all the time.
I don't have a wife.
Well, see, you stay away from her.
No, there is no
potential wife.
There is no her.
Right. Stay away from that whole thing.
Tyson Fury had a level that he had reached, and then he realized less time with the missus, and I can go to a higher level. So, guys, if you think you need to improve in your job performance, tell your wife, I can't be around you.
Yeah. I get rid of that broad.
I didn't say get rid of her, and don't call her broad. I didn't say any of those things. All I said was, look, you look like a wife, but you play like a hoodlum. So beat it.
Yeah.
I got to get better.
That's the new thing.
No, we're not saying plays like a hoodlum.
Right. Well,
you can't say that.
Are you saying lady in the streets, hoodlum in the sheets?
Whoa.
Wow. You're really mixing your metaphors now, Del.
Yeah.
You're on one today. Should we go to your spelling bee comments?
Go ahead.
I feel sad that only two people are going to get to know your spelling bee comments.
I'll send it to Raheel. That'll be three.
So, and we also had USA select team players, Emmanuel Quickly, Miles Bridges, and PJ Washington, all out of training camp due to COVID protocols.
Oh, that's not a dab. I can't dab on that.
Yeah. So, I don't. What is? That's not our Olympic team. This is a select team.
No, it's the team that's trying to get them prepped for.
Oh, they're the prep
before team. They go over there.
They're yeah. the prep team, the
yeah.
select team.
Yeah, it's younger NBA players, maybe even some college players. I'm not sure exactly.
So you mean the kind of competition they'll see?
Yeah, like Tyler Herro's there. There are other young players there, not good enough clearly to make the Olympic team, but maybe promising players in the NBA, and they play them, and they both get experience. So that's what they did. And who did you mention the names were again?
Quickly, PJ Washington, and Miles Bridges.
Yeah, so those type of guys, promising, but they haven't reached whatever level they're supposed to yet.
Right. So they're gonna just get them ready. That's about what they'll be facing, right? In the Olympics.
Well, Canada would have had the most NBA players on the roster, but they couldn't even beat the Czech Republic to qualify for the Olympics. Canada's whatever, but they had RJ Barrett on the team. Who else did they have? Not Jamal Murray. He's hurt. I don't know if he would have played, but Andrew Wiggins was on the team. They would have had a legit NBA lineup, and Czech Republic was like, they're just going to beat you in your home building on a buzzer beater. So sorry. Bye.
Beat it.
Yeah.
Beat it. 713-780-3776. The number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You got news. We got some more news coming your way here. We haven't talked about the Astros in a while. We'll get back to our Astro talk. The Yankees in town, baby. Let's go. And
this is Correa, a big deal,
and
man.
Correa and Altuve opt out. But you've got news about your patio.
Texas Custom Patios. No. Yeah, actually, I'm having lunch today over with Steve and Shell. We got we're about to kick off what I should have done the first time was get a kitchen installed into the patio. That's something I absolutely could do. You know, I do want to mention this. For people who see my backyard, what it was before and what it is now at tcplance.com, you know, you also can get a patio financed through Texas Custom Patios. If you want to get the patio of your dreams, you can get it financed and I'm doing it, you know, in different parts. I'm adding the kitchen now, but I wish I would have done it and just had it financed because I would have loved to have had the kitchen from the very beginning. But the work that they do is really astonishing. I mean, it is absolutely beautiful. They build it onto your home. Like it looks like an existing structure that's been there from the very beginning, or they can build freestanding. They do sunrooms. There's so much that they do at Texas Custom Patios. And we're going to go look at a restaurant today and he's going to take a look because this may be something else that they start doing, extending some restaurants so that they get more space that they can use as patio space for when the weather is nicer. I think COVID has changed a lot of people's ideas about what they want to do with outdoor dining when the weather's better. So I'm telling you now, it's something that truly turns a house into a home. And if you see the home prices right now, a big differentiator is when you have a patio like I have, you are going to get top dollar for your home, and it's going to pay for itself. TexasCustomPatios.com, that's the website, or to check out the work they did for me, and you'll really be blown away. TCPLance.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Saga continues. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 47 past the hour. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here to hang with us. Some Astros baseball here. The Yankees coming to town, and we got to be there. We got to get up. We got to kick some ass. We got to beat Garrett Cole tomorrow. We got to get some hits as opposed to yesterday. Correa batting third yesterday as opposed to Yuli, who's been in the three hole. And boy, the top of the order really killed everything, if you want to know the truth. Altuve 0-4, Brantley 0-4, Correa 0-4, Yordan 1-4. 1-16 out of the first four slots in the order, and Yordan's hit didn't come until the ninth inning. The bottom of the order, Chaz McCormick with another RBI and extra base hit. He is... he Chaz McCormick is pretty is turning out to be a pretty good player. He can't get out there. His OPS is 821, and yet he can't get on the field regularly. Miles Straw took the day off. He played center field, did McCormick. But Miles has been good too. But McCormick is somehow, some way, it would be nice to try to get that guy on the field and get him some consecutive at bats, some consecutive games, I think. I've been pining for it, but it ain't happening. It just like this Altuve. Well, Altuve's not a leadoff hitter. Remember, we had AJ Hinch on, and I asked him about Springer hitting leadoff. Well, and immediately he went to, well, Altuve's not a leadoff hitter. I never said Altuve. But secondly, yes, he is a leadoff hitter. And Jose Altuve is doing just fine at the top of the order. Yesterday, notwithstanding, he's doing just fine, knocking in runs. How about he's got over 50 RBIs out of the leadoff spot, following Maldonado and Straw early in the season, who was inconsequential, Straw was. But now, obviously, it's much better that Straw is hitting better and Maldonado's hitting better. Maldonado was hitting under 100 for a nice portion of the season. So Altuve getting over 50 RBIs out of the leadoff spot is pretty damn good.
Really good.
You need your big lineup in there today. Bregman, obviously, not coming back anytime soon until after the All-Star break. But Toro has been just fine. He is hitting just 230, but his OPS is up to close to 700. So that's not bad. He has been, if you want to know the truth, he has been a godsend, playing third base pretty damn well, and he's been hitting okay since he got in there. You don't usually have a backup that has played as well as Toro come up with big RBIs like Toro has.
This is why the Astros right now are the best team in Major League Baseball. Realistically, I mean, you can say whatever, Giants. You can try to make your case for the Red Sox. You got swept. I mean, the Astros, realistically, they may not have the best record, but this is one of the reasons why, is because guys coming off the bench are hitting. Miles Straw is hitting. McCormick is hitting. You know, the average so-so, but he's a run producer when he needs to be. Your starting pitching continues to be a huge run producer. Other than Fromber falling asleep last game, you know, he had a rough start the game before, but then really locked it in. Garcia struggled a couple games ago, but has locked it in. McCullers, one bad inning and then locked it in. Like, Presley's an all-star. There's just, everything is going right for the Astros right now, relatively speaking. So that's why this Yankees series,
Yankees. I'm looking at,
that's why the Yankees are coming into town, and like I said, treat them how you treat them. But you got Odorizzi tonight. Then you got, it's a Fox game, Greinke versus Gerrit Cole. God, please beat Gerrit Cole. Please let Cole get ruined. And then the last game before All-Star break is going to be Sunday. It's a 1:10 p.m. game, and that's on TBS. And Fromber's on the mound for that one. So I'd like to see Fromber get back into Fromber business.
Yeah. It would be nice to see Fromber frombering.
Yeah, I want to see him get his Fromber on.
Yeah, we want Fromber to be back to frombering. That's what we need. We need more Fromber, being back Fromber. So this is a big weekend series. Been looking forward to this. You got the giveaways, and it's going to be fun. Please do not throw. I think I'm almost positive they're getting rings and trophies. And Altuve shirts, jerseys. So please do not throw them on the field at people, at human beings. And let's be classy, Astro fan. Let's be classy out there. You don't want them to be classy, but I want them to be classy.
I'm telling them, I'm not telling them what to do. I'm not their dad. I'm not Astros fan's dad. Well, so they do what they're going
to
do.
Yeah. Well, there is that.
You can't tell people to be classy after you ran on a field and stole grass from a college football stadium.
Everybody was running on the field, and everybody was stealing grass.
If everyone jumped off of a bridge, would you jump off a bridge?
Yeah.
Well, you can't ask him that.
Especially if it was fun, if everybody was diving in the water and having fun, yeah.
You can't ask him that. This is a guy who explains away peeing in a bar on the floor, saying, well, that's what you do there.
Everyone was
doing that. Yeah.
Everybody
was. It was too hard to get to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You couldn't get to the bathroom. You couldn't get there. It was impossible.
And you're
going
to tell people to keep it classy?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, we can't listen to this.
Yeah, keep it.
And you got a flat-brimmed hat on today.
Right.
And a Seattle Seahawks shirt. We can't listen to you. Tell people to keep it classy.
Well, I'm wearing a Seahawks shirt. They're classy. 12th man is classy.
Frank Clark, yeah, real classy.
Knocked out his own teammate.
Well, that's fine. Just so what did we do? We got rid of him. Sent him to Kansas City.
Yeah, he had problems before you drafted him. You still did it.
Yeah, we knew we'd get something. We would
Percy Harvin, classy.
Classy. No, class E. It's what we do. It's what we do, our Seahawks team. 713-780-3776. And last night, the Suns take a 2-0 lead. The guards have been, I guess this has been the best guard combination in the first two games of a NBA Finals ever.
And is only exacerbated by the play of the Bucks perimeter players. We've got overpriced Eric Bledsoe playing for the Bucks right now. Drew Holiday's playoff shooting is almost exactly the same as Eric Bledsoe, the guy they got to replace him, who they didn't think was good enough. Except Eric Bledsoe didn't cost 3 first-round picks and a max extension.
Drew Holiday is a better defender.
He was brought in to be a third option offensively, and outside of small moments and series, he's been bad.
I'd hate to see if he was a bad defender, what with Chris Paul and Devin Booker shooting 22 of 45 in this last game. No. But listen, the Suns have been... you can play all the defense you want against this team. You give Devin Booker a sliver, and dude is going to make a shot. 7 of 12 from 3, 12 of 25. He had 5 rebounds and 6 assists. They were unstoppable.
It is. That backcourt right now is just ruining the Bucks. But, you know, they held. You can get your ass kicked as bad as you want in the first two games, but if you come back and hold that serve, it doesn't matter. Like, as long as this doesn't carry over, and Giannis had a monster game. Giannis is back.
Yeah.
Giannis is back. So it's really a matter of go ahead and read Chris Middleton's number.
Well, 11. He's 5 of 16.
Yeah.
6 rebounds, 8 assists, and 11 points.
We do this every single time. When they get drove, it's Chris Middleton play bad.
Yeah.
I mean, we know Giannis is going to put it up there. He's going to put the work in. If Middleton is not stepping up and doing his part, they're not going to beat Phoenix. He has to step up. And then maybe even because Mikal Bridges had a monster game yesterday,
game
too. Bridges was
a
killer. You don't expect that. That's why you've got to have. But what's crazy is they cut it all the way down to 5 in the fourth quarter, the Bucks did. So you need either Brook Lopez or Drew Holiday to step up. But Middleton can't be one of those guys that he needs to step up. It's got to be just like it is with Booker and Paul. Booker and Paul are going to show up. And frankly, 8-2. So now who is it that's going to step up for Milwaukee? It can't just be Giannis and maybe Holiday, maybe Middleton. Giannis and Middleton are musts for them to win this series. They simply must. Middleton can't have a bad game. He can't have any more bad games. It's over.
Yeah.
And Holiday right now is, you know, if they get swept in a series, this is going to go down as a real, this is going to stick on Holiday's career. Because he's not a guy like Middleton who is probably going to keep, like, Holiday's getting older, and he's played so poorly in this one that he's going to really take a lot of heat for this series, and he's not going to be able to get away from it unless somehow he's part of a championship team next year.
Budenholzer's going to take the most heat.
Yeah, but you can't get rid of Budenholzer.
No. And Jeff Van Gundy said they were terrible before he got there, and they have been really, really, really good since he was there. So everybody just shut up about Budenholzer because he – you know what? And if Chris Middleton is scoring 11 points, how is this on Budenholzer? So and make adjustments. Stop.
By the way, they're showing a video. David Mulgeta, the Deshaun Watson's agent, has one, and Quincy Avery is there with Justin Fields, and you can see they're in an indoor facility, and there is Deshaun Watson also working out too. So Deshaun's out there still working.
As well, they
you
should
see the video. It's just a real quick hit.
As well, they should.
There's Quincy, and then you got Justin Fields.
Uh-huh.
Man, Justin Fields, you know, he looks so built.
Yeah, he's a
in the but he's still a lean. Like he carries good weight. He's a good weight quarterback. He's not a guy who's like 245 pounds. And man, he looks good on the hoof.
Yep. Bucks -4 against the Suns on Sunday. Who you got?
So must win. It's just not a great matchup, I don't think, for the Bucks. You just, those guys like aren't showing up.
I like the Bucks.
I think I'm going to take the Suns plus the points.
I'm taking the Bucks, or I might just do money line minus 165, because the Bucks got to win this game. At home, they'll be bringing it. They'll bring it in game three. I don't think there's any question. So Lance is going to, he's leaving now. So just so
I'm going to go pick. It's my son Alec's birthday.
Oh,
happy birthday to Alec. He's got a little trip to Double Dave's. He wants to hit the buffet because it's just finally
the buffet.
The pepperoni rolls.
Tell that man. Yeah. Look, I don't know why people just don't.
By the way,
listen.
Before you go any further, pickiest eater in the history of the world.
Does he eat pepperoni rolls?
Yeah, he'll eat
that. Then tell him to get a side order of pepperoni rolls, but ask those clowns. I call them clowns. I used to work there, so I can call everyone who works there clowns. Have them put garlic butter on the rolls before they go in the oven and let them bake in garlic butter.
Oh, yeah. They don't do that?
No.
No, because it's just kind of a roll.
The garlic butter, they kind of slap some garlic butter on
after. Did you ever do that for your... I bet you made yourself pepperoni rolls with garlic butter.
Yes, that's how I found out about it. Go tell them to do that.
Why would you not do that?
Because it's not part of their deal. But they'll do it if you ask.
Excuse me. A gentleman on the radio said you clowns need to put garlic butter on the pepperoni rolls before the bake.
Double Dave's legend is what you say.
They called you clowns.
But I can call them that because I used to be one of those
clowns. Well, because you have charisma. That's why.
Oh, wow. Or you have charisma. CARISMA. CharismaWash.com. One of three locations. All right, listen. I need you to remember this because right now is not the best time to get your car washed necessarily when we're going to keep getting rain, and they understand that. But write this promo code down. Put it in your notes on your phone, 5975. They've extended this into July, $10 off on your Ultimate Wash, turning a $14 wash into a $4 wash, or your Lava Wash, which is that high-end wax. That turns it into a $17 wash, turns into a $7 wash. Once again, it's going to ask for your code. Just type in 5975, and you get the hookup. Tell your brother, tell your sister, tell your friends, your family members, your coworkers. You can all go in and line it up in 50 cars in a row. It's always going to be that $10 off for the entire month of July. So let everyone you know, or that you like at least, know about this hookup. 5975, that's your hookup at Charisma Wash. There's three locations, conveniently located, one at Gulfgate, one in the Heights, and one right there at Buffalo Speedway and West Park in that area, or Bissonnette. So they're waiting for you. Get your car washed when the rain's done, when all the muddy streets are done. It's time to get cleaned up and do it at charismawash.com.
Bye, bitch.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.